Now, we're getting closer to a time where we'd like to finish the call. And, Bruce, you do courses. Are you still going to do courses? And you have these extraordinary cattle called Solaires. So could you like to sort of have a bit of a chat about your Solaires and maybe how they are performing in maybe carcasses, dressing out and that sort of thing?
Yeah, they've proven themselves to be a very robust breed. There's a breeder down in South Gippsland, down at Langling, and he for about 3 years put steers in a carcass comp in South Gippsland, and 3 years in a row he won through their performance, best weight gain, best dressing percentage. And we're seeing down here that infused with Angus or any other breed, they perform exceptionally well. Large framed, large muscle production, a very good breed, especially for the export trade to Europe. The European market likes the larger framed cattle, which Solaire are European. We're actually breeding ours back down in frame score, more for the domestic market, but they are still way outperform Angus. We've taken them into the local sale, and here people are quite astounded with the frame and the muscle score of these cattle that are raised on seemingly ordinary pasture. They are a very good breed. There is a breeder down in Tasmania that crosses Solaire with Herefords, and every year for the last 6 or 8 years that I've seen it, there's reports in the Weekly Times that he has the best results at one of their major store sales, with his 4,000 calves sold a year, and he's turning off calves of approaching 400 kilos at 9 months.
So it sounds like the Solaires could become an up-and-coming breed.
Yes. Yeah, they're because of diligent breeding in the last decade or so, they're really starting to be recognised. We have buyers that come from Gippsland and buy our steers on farm, and our heifers as well. Pretty much all of our cattle now are sold on farm, which makes it very less stressful for the livestock, more profitable for us because we're not paying freight or yard fees. And the cattle sell themselves. These people are coming because of the performance of what they've bought in the past. So it's very encouraging for the breed, I think.
Fantastic. And are you still going to run your courses? Maybe explain your...
Yeah, I'm not doing one before Christmas. I'll probably do one early next year, before autumn. I've been a bit busy doing other things. I've got numerous projects, voluntary and courses and so forth I've been doing that have occupied my time. The idea is to continue running those.
Because it is extraordinary to have courses on your property with the knowledge you've got and the results you've got. It's very evident to that. So when you do have another course coming up, I'd like you to let us know so we can let our members know, or let the people on our email system know that there is about, and hopefully it's not booked out for our friends.
Yeah, I also go to people's farms. I like to go and say that if someone's interested, say if you can get a group of people in your area, we run it on your farm.
Okay.
That's also very beneficial because we're doing it in that local environment.
Yes, but seeing your results, I thought would be that would
help.
It's
always it's always pleasing.
It's not theory; it's actually seeing things in practice or seeing the results.
In the afternoon when we're doing monitoring, and we go out into the paddock and do a Brix test on lovegrass, and it comes through at 15%. It causes them to pay attention to what's been said during the day.
Yeah, that is extraordinary. Mm. Well, we better wind up. Martin, Bruce, you might like to wind up and have a statement for, how you feel about the way you're farming and, Bart, and then you can come in and tell us, you know, wind up as to how you feel about the way farming should be heading.
Yeah, well, when we started this, we felt, you know, we had ideals of how we thought land should be managed, and now we've proven that it's sustainable to farm biologically. And we're building fertility into the landscape, and I can see a bright future for our farm. And I know without question that when the time comes to hand it on to the next land manager, it will be handed on in far better, more productive condition than it was when we took it over.
Fantastic. And Martin, for you, from you, sir.
Yes, well, it's always a pleasure to go to farms like Bruce and Heidi are running. And like with, of course, if you don't have the pressure to perform, to make a profit to for a young family, it's easier to go slow and to be patient. And it's incredible to see the results. And management is always very important. And whenever you have grazing animals, the cell grazing, the rotational grazing is very important to have a managed system with long rest phases of pastures, so those pastures can regenerate themselves and are not eaten all the time. So the different species and like the perennial natives, etc., can go back into the system and you get clovers back and medic back. Everything can go back in line. And that's what Bruce and Heidi have achieved on their property. And whenever you have an opportunity to go there or invite Bruce to your property to have a group discussion and learning the way Bruce is presenting it, it's very important to be able to see at the right issues and to analyze things in the right way, because our interpretations can often be in the wrong direction as well, and that becomes then a law. But as soon as we are open to new ideas, we can keep learning.
Wonderful. Well, Bruce, I must apologize, and Martin has brought to my attention that your farm is actually run in partnership with your wife, Heidi. So I apologize to yourself for not mentioning Heidi, but Martin has been mentioning her, so that's good. Bruce, is there anything you'd like to say as we just depart?
Seeing you just made mention of Heidi, one of the things I would say is include everybody that's on your land. We all see things differently. Heidi has a capacity to observe the landscape far better than I do. She can recognize change taking place when I'm still looking to see if it's happening. And when we were looking for a farm to buy, whilst I was digging in holes in the soil to assess the soil, Heidi was assessing the landscape and could tell at a glance on the vegetation that was growing how the land had been managed in recent decades, and do so very accurately. That was an amazing skill that continues now, of course. And so I'd say include everybody that's involved on your farm, because they will all see things differently and have a valued opinion.
No, that's a very powerful statement which you just come up with, Bruce. I really appreciate that. Martin, what's your final thing to say?
Well, that's the final thing has been said by Bruce, and like everybody involved, and you repeated that statement as well, Hugo. And that's because we all, as we grow up from children and we go to schools and we learn from experience, we all see things different and learn different things. So we have to communicate with each other and be open. And as we are open and we learn to see things, then we allow ourselves to see it and believe it. And sometimes we need to see it again a second time or a third time to really believe it. But we humans are always protective of our own self and our own knowledge, and we don't want to change. So if we see something that's different, we just say, oh, it can't be true, and we walk away, we turn around and walk away. Well, everybody should stop walking away, and we have to confront the realities of life, and that's the biological farming.
That's it from you then, Martin, is it?
Yep.
Thank you very much, Martin, for coming on the line. And Bruce, have you said your final word?
Yes, I have, yes.
Well, Bruce, thank you very, very much for coming online, and also I'd like to thank the farmers who are listening, and also like to thank the farmers who will be listening to this CD when they have the opportunity to listen to it. So once again, thank you very, very much, Dr. Martin Stapper, and thank you very much, Bruce, and all the best in farming, and Martin, all the best in your teaching farmers how to farm biologically.
Yeah, good job, Helen, and keep on going strong with the farming secrets and make the secrets known to everyone. Thanks for the opportunity.
Pleasure.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Hugo and Helen, and thank you for the involvement.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure to have a farmer who's doing the thing, doing what you're doing, to have online, and also I think it's a great privilege for other farmers to come to your place to learn what you are, or learn or observe what you're doing. So I think it's fantastic that you're actually doing these courses for farmers, so spreading the knowledge. It's very good.
Thank you for that. And I think what you and Helen are doing is of extreme importance. So it made me think that recently I had a 15 or 20 minute conversation with Alan Savory, and it was clear that after his 40 odd years of encouraging change in management, the biggest issue about changing management is communication, and that's what you and Helen are doing. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much too. On that note, we'll say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye,
Bruce. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Martin.
Bye, Martin. Bye, Martin.